Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Friends, it's time for us to do a book review.
That's right. Every month we look at a different book and try to learn something from its summary.
Yes, let's talk about this book. This one is called Tuesdays with Maury, An Old Man, A Young Man, and Life's Greatest Lesson.
I'm intrigued by this phrase, life's greatest lesson. What could that possibly be?
It must be something important if it is the greatest. Well, there's no need for us to wait. Let's jump right into our first reading.
Tuesdays with Maury, An Old Man, A Young Man, and Life's Greatest Lesson. The greatest lessons come not from success, but from compassion and connection. Some books remind us what really matters in life. Tuesdays with Maury is one of them. Written by Mitch Albom, it tells the true story of his friendship with his former college professor, Maury Schwartz. After graduation, Mitch learns that Maury is dying from amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS. The destructive disease is slowly destroying Maury's body, but has left his mind clear as if the illness had never touched him. Wanting to reconnect, Mitch begins visiting Maury just as he used to during college.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 一起来看形容词 destructive, 意思呢是具破坏性的、毁灭性的。例如 The wildfire spread quickly, showing how destructive fires can be when conditions are dry and windy. 野火迅速蔓延，显示在干燥多风的情况下，火灾具有多么强的破坏力。Destructive 的反义字是 constructive, 意思就是建设性的、有注意的。来看例句。The meeting remained productive because everyone focused on constructive ideas instead of complaining. 这场会议之所以有效率是因为大家都专注在有建设性的想法上面而不是抱怨。Constructive 的动词是 construct, 建造。或建构的意思，与它相反的词是 obstruct， 意思呢是阻碍、阻塞。譬如 ，fallen branches obstructed the road, forcing drivers to take an alternate route。倒下的树枝阻碍了道路，迫使驾驶人改道而行。
So, what pieces of wisdom does this book have to teach us?And what do we learn from Maury? Let's jump into it.
Well, we hear about one of the greatest lessons already right here in the first part of our lesson, friends. We read, the greatest lessons come not from success, but from compassion and connection.
Okay, I'm sure many people would agree with that. First of all, let's talk about what compassion is. This means kindness and understanding, especially toward the suffering of someone else.
Here's how you could use compassion in a sentence. Show compassion to those in need.
All right, let's jump into our lesson here. Some books remind us what really matters in life. Tuesdays with Maury is one of them.
Okay, let's learn a little bit more about what this book is all about, friends. First, here is a little bit about it. It was written by Mitch Albom. It tells the true story of his friendship with his former college professor, Maury Schwartz. That must be the Maury from the title.
That sounds about right. Okay, we read on. After graduation, Mitch learns that Maury is dying from amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is often called ALS.
Okay, so we have the setting for our book already, friends. This person, Mitch, has a college professor named Maury. And Mitch has already graduated, but it sounds like he still has a relationship with this college professor. And after he graduates, he learns that his professor is dying. Before we move on, let's take a look at some of these terms we just read.
All right, let's talk about graduation. This is the completion of your studies, maybe at your high school or even your university, and often there is a graduation ceremony at the end.
Let's use that word graduation in a sentence. Her graduation was a proud moment for the whole family.
All right, so after graduation, Mitch found this out about his professor, that he was dying from this disease. If you're dying from something, well, you're slowly losing your life because of something.
And often we say this because it's clear that because of this disease, you will eventually pass away. For example, you could say someone is dying from a rare disease.
Right. And ALS is a fairly well-known disease. It's also sometimes called Lou Gehrig's disease.
Okay, I have heard it referred to that as well. Let's learn a little bit more about this situation, friends. This destructive disease is slowly destroying Maury's body, but has left his mind clear. Now, that can happen sometimes with various diseases. It could destroy your body, but it might not touch your mind. Of course, other diseases might affect both.
Right, so it's not quite like something like dementia, exactly. Well, it's destroying his body, but not his mind. His mind is clear, as if the illness had never touched him.
Okay, so we find out that this professor is dying from this disease, and Mitch decides to do something. Wanting to reconnect, Mitch begins visiting Maury just as he used to during college. So it sounds like Mitch and Maury already had a relationship that went on beyond being a student and a professor.
Right, and I feel like this is pretty rare. I didn't have that kind of connection with my professors, but it's really special that they kept that going and were able to support one another.
And it was special enough that Mitch now wants to reconnect. To reconnect means to link or join again after being apart. We often say this about relationships when maybe we've lost touch with someone, but we want to start being friends with them again or want to find out how someone is doing.
Right. Let's try and use that in another sentence. Old friends reconnect on social media all the time.
Yeah, and this is something that people will often do at school reunions as well. They might attend those to reconnect with classmates from their past.
All right, so Mitch, the author of this book, is reconnecting with his old professor, even as his professor is going through a very difficult time.
Yeah, this is really interesting too, because this is based on a true story and this relationship that these two people had.
Right, well, we have more to learn about their relationship and the lessons that this book has to teach us. Remember, it might be life's greatest lesson. Let's go to our next reading.
Tuesdays with Maury, an old man, a young man, and life's greatest lesson. Their weekly Tuesday meetings become life lessons that go far beyond the classroom. Maury shares his thoughts on work, love, family, and death with honesty and humor. He teaches Mitch that success and money lack significance compared to kindness, relationships, and living with purpose. Even as his body weakens, Maury's spirit remains strong, reminding readers that true strength comes from within.
Significance 意思是重要性或是意义。譬如, the experiment's results hold great significance for scientists studying climate change patterns worldwide. 这项实验的结果对全球研究气候变化模式的科学家具有重大意义。 它的形容词是 significant， 片语 significant other 是指重要的另一位，也就是指配偶或是伴侣。来看例句。Valentine's Day is often celebrated by going on a date with one's significant other. 通常庆祝情人节是与另一半约会。我们来学另外一个名词 signature， 意思呢就是签名、特征。譬如 ，Please add your signature at the end of the form to complete the registration process. 请在表格的最下方签名以完成注册流程。
Think about your teachers in school. Your math teacher teaches you math. Your English teacher teaches you English. But I'm sure those teachers and professors have a lot more that they could teach you about life.
I think so. And as we learned in the previous section, Mitch started visiting Maury. And we find out that these were regular visits on Tuesdays. And I'm pretty sure that's where the title came from, Garrett, Tuesdays with Maury.
Right. It was a regular meetup they had. You might have this with a friend of yours. You find a good day that works and do it every single week.
Yeah, we read here in our text, their weekly Tuesday meetings become life lessons that go far beyond the classroom.
All right, let's talk about life lessons. This often means important things that you learn from your experiences. Maybe they change the way you live your life.
Travel can do this to us. Travel can teach us valuable life lessons. This is also something as parents we're supposed to do for our children. Teach them life lessons.
And life lessons are very different from the lessons you might learn in a classroom. They're about how to live your life. Not just memorizing facts.
Exactly. We read on, friends, Maury shares his thoughts on work, love, family, and death with honesty and humor.
All right, we continue. He teaches Mitch that success and money lack significance compared to kindness, relationships, and living with purpose.
Well, that is a really great lesson to learn, and I see some really great words we can talk about from that sentence. First, we see that word lack. What does that mean, Garrett?
Well, if you have a lack of something, then you don't have enough of it. You can lack many different things.
Let's use lack in a sentence. The team suffers from a lack of practice.
Okay, and if you lack significance, that means that something just isn't that important.
Exactly. And we see another word here that goes along with that. That is the word purpose. Purpose is the reason something exists or is done in the first place.
Let's try and put that in another sentence. You might try and find your purpose in life by trying out many different things.
So let's review here what Maury is teaching Mitch. Success and money lack significance, and they're nothing compared to kindness, relationships, and living with purpose.
Yeah, so those later things are just way more important. That doesn't mean that success and money are not important at all.
Exactly. They're just more important than those. Now we read on here, even as his body weakens, Maury's spirit remains strong, reminding readers that true strength comes from within.
All right, let's talk about one more word in this section. That word weakens. If something weakens, it becomes less strong.
For example, the constant rain weakens the old bridge. It gets weaker and weaker over time. Now, this is something that a lot of diseases do to people, right, friends? If you have a disease and there's no cure, it will weaken your body over time.
Now, I think I'm learning something really great in this section. It reminds me that even as you see older people, maybe even your own grandparents, their body gets weaker. But you need to remember, there's a lot going up in their head, there's a lot going on there, and they have a lot of wisdom to share.
Yeah, just because their body is weak doesn't mean their mind is weak as well.
Right, so maybe try and learn a thing or two from the older folks around you. Well, we're not quite done with our lesson today, but right now, it's time to take a deep dive.
Deep dive!
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? let's reflect on it. Last weekend, I sat on my roof at sunset. Don't worry, it's flat. I watched the sky turn pink and orange. I wasn't just staring, I was reflecting on the crazy year I've had so far. That quiet moment of looking back and thinking deeply, that's exactly what reflect on means. We use reflect on when we think carefully about something that happened, usually to learn from it or understand it better. The word reflect comes from Latin and literally means to bend back, like light bouncing off a mirror. So when you reflect on an experience, you're bending your thoughts back toward it. For example, at the end of the school term, our teacher asked us to reflect on what we enjoyed most. And also, after the match, the coach made the players reflect on their mistakes so they could improve. Here are two similar phrases. Think back on is more casual and often brings up memories. For example, I love thinking back on summer vacations with my grandparents. Look back on is similar, but it often adds a feeling like pride or regret. For example, years from now, we'll look back on these days and smile. Honestly, reflecting on things is one of the most valuable things you can do. It helps us grow without needing a time machine. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Tuesdays with Maury, an old man, a young man, and life's greatest lesson. Through these conversations, Mitch starts to see how much of his own life has been spent chasing the wrong goals. He begins to rediscover compassion and gratitude. The book invites readers to reflect on their own priorities, to slow down, and to spend more time caring for the people who truly matter.
care for 意思是照顾、关怀。譬如, volunteers visited the shelter every weekend to care for the rescued animals by feeding, playing with, and walking them. 志工们每周末都去收容所照顾获救的动物，喂食它们，跟它们玩耍，和带它们散步。另外一个是 take care of 意思呢是照料或是处理。譬如, he offered to take care of dinner because he knew his wife was exhausted from work. 他主动提出负责准备晚餐，因为知道妻子下班后已非常疲惫了。名词 caregiver 则是指照护者或是看护。譬如, being a caregiver can be emotionally challenging, yet incredibly meaningful for those receiving the care. 身为看护者，情绪上的压力可能很沉重，但对那些被照顾的人来说却非常重要。That's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
So we learned a bit about what things Maury was teaching Mitch. But how did Mitch take this and apply it to his own life?
Let's find out in this next part of our lesson, friends. We read together, through these conversations, Mitch starts to see how much of his own life has been spent chasing the wrong goals. Now, you can chase things physically, friends, but we can use this in another way as well.
Yes, like we did in this article. To chase something means to try hard to catch it or to achieve it.
Here's an example. She is chasing her dreams in Hollywood. Now, oftentimes we use this word chase when we're talking about a dream or an achievement when we haven't caught that dream or achievement yet.
Right, you're doing different things to eventually try and succeed or attain or achieve that thing.
Exactly. Let's read on, friends. He begins to rediscover compassion and gratitude.
Okay, let's talk about some of those words. Let's talk about rediscover. That's to find something again after it was forgotten or lost. It could be a physical thing or something slightly harder to describe.
Let's use it in a sentence. I have rediscovered my love for reading after taking a break for many years.
Yeah, you found something out again. You knew it before and now you know it again. Well, we have more words to talk about here, like compassion. We talked about this before. This is a feeling of deep sympathy and sorrow for another person.
Here's an example. She showed compassion to the homeless man by giving him food. We see one more word here we need to talk about, friends, and it's that word gratitude. Gratitude is so important. Gratitude is that feeling we have when we are thankful for something.
For example, make sure to express gratitude for small things that people give you.
We have a little bit more to read together, friends. The book invites readers to reflect on their own priorities, to slow down, and to spend more time caring for the people who truly matter. I think this is really important for me, Garrett. A lot of times I'm really busy and I'm doing a lot, but sometimes what I'm doing doesn't match up with my priorities. So it's a good idea to constantly reevaluate them.
Right. It's important to live our lives with purpose and, of course, with gratitude. Well, we need to wrap this part of our lesson up, but let's go and watch our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 how much of 加名词加 has been spent 加动名词的句型。How much of 加名词表示有多少的事物。Has been spent 是现在完成被动语态，说明到目前为止已被花费。动名词则指花费的用途。这个句型通常用在花费时间、金钱或精力方面。例如 ,How much of your time has been spent working on this project?你在这个计划上已经花了多少时间呢？或是 How much of the budget has been spent buying new equipment? 预算中有多少用于购买新设备呢？
Friends, we are done with the first half of our article, but before we go today, I want to take a minute to review what we've already learned.
All right, remember we are doing a book review. This book was written by Mitch Albom, based on his experiences of reconnecting with his college professor.
That's right, we find out that his college professor, Maury, is dying of a disease. And so Mitch decides to visit him once a week on Tuesdays.
Right, during those meetups, they're able to share life's wisdom. We call them life lessons. Maury is able to remind Mitch of some important things.
That's right, and we've learned a few of those life lessons already. Getting your priorities straight in life, making sure you spend time with the people you love, but I think there is more to learn.
I would think so too. So make sure you join us again tomorrow.
All right, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.